Yeah, you don't have to spend a year on an album, come on, and get Brian Eno, drop loads of sacks of dollars, I'm going to say, come and make me sound marvellous, you know what I mean? I am marvellous sort of already, you know what I mean? It's just there, so shut up and get on with it.
Although Peter Murphy was on a very confined budget for his latest album, Ninth, those restrictions didn't faze him in the least. He confidently walked into producer David Barron's studio in Woodstock, New York, and then strolled back out 7 days later, having finished recording. This is Take 5 from WFUV. Hi, it's Russ Morris. Peter Murphy has been making music for over three decades now. As the frontman of the band Bauhaus, which formed in the late 70s, he became known as the Godfather of Goth, influencing bands such as Susie and the Banshees, Cocteau Twins, and The Cure. Bauhaus made four albums together until their breakup in 1983. After that, Peter Murphy began working with a band called Dolly's Car. Murphy's work with that band only yielded one album, though. After that, he decided to go solo and has been that way ever since, aside from a brief reformation with Bauhaus when they released their final album Go Away White in 2008 and then broke up again. Peter Murphy is now on his ninth solo album, aptly titled Ninth, which he describes as a continuation of the Go Away White trajectory and is as beautiful as any female siren. During his visit to Studio A, Peter talked to the alternate side's Cara Manning about his vocal styling.
When did you begin to sing?
You know, when I was a kid, when I was lonely, when I'd be walking to school, I'd whistle and sing songs, and there was a lot of music in the house, and my father was a singer. So I think I probably got it from that. But there was the moment, I swear, this is the God's honest truth. I was coming home in a car with my mother and my sister driving after visiting my elder sister. It was nighttime. I was asleep, and I just went, Mom, Maureen, stop talking. I have to tell you something. She said, what? I said, I'm going to be a singer. I'm going to be a singer. It was like, I just knew it. And whenever I watched anybody on some hokey show singing, I thought, I can do that.
I failed to see in your eyes as I plundered the sky. I'm a winder of words and you're free to pry. She's looning at the moon. I've been looking her way for 23 summers now in a seesaw sway. Out there's a seesaw in a seesaw sway as I plunder the sky in a seesaw sway. Out there's a seesaw in a seesaw sway. Out there.
The song I Spit Roses, this one was sort of came out of an incident that
it
marked the transition of between the end of Bauhaus,
yes,
and where you are now.
It describes, is the story of the breakup, really. Because for years, why did Bauhaus break up? So I thought I'd write a bloody song about it and get it out of the way. So there was an incident where it was in Ojai. That morning I was having my morning coffee in the town square park. And I just happened to sit by a rose bush, and I was expecting, after the previous night, there was a bit of tension, and so I was pretty weighted, but I was ready. And Sarah Fim calls me, how are you doing? I said, I'm fine, I'm just doing the blah blah blah, blah album, this, that, the other. I said to her, but I'm not feeling too good. What happened? I told her. She said, spit roses at them. I said, yeah, that's great, that's a great image, I know what you mean, don't argue. I looked around at the rose, thank you Sarah, goodbye. I got the rose, stuffed my mouth full of roses, walked in, and sure enough, there they were. I love them. They're my brothers, but I'm not taking this. My advice to anybody, if anybody comes at you with vitriol, hate, whatever, spit at them, but spit roses back at them, you know what I mean? It stymies the whole thing.
The captain is seen in the moonlight the same. The ship all himself rises spit out the night. A high mutiny, submerged down and under. Shick Shack left you in shock, shed poison with a lover's lock. All hands wound and fraught, blow the dark that we thought. Oh,
live music from Peter Murphy and the song I Spit Roses. Today's Take 5 was produced by Elisa Ali. Hear more artists like this at thealternateside.org.